Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I can't get no answer. A little bit of the Stones bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, whatever, wherever you are on the time continuum of your small business ownership, whether it be startup or growth or divestiture, we got something that you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Reverend John Harrison is with us, folks. He's a certified financial planner, author of Making Mammon Serve You. He's helping us understand the good, the bad, and the ugly about the financial cliff resolution. And I use the term resolution with my tongue a little bit in my cheek. Without any sense of shame, John, Congress and the White House came together and produced something. I'm not sure that it's going to serve well or long, but they did produce something. So I guess, you know, when you're a leader, sometimes your followers just want you to make a decision, even if it's wrong. They don't like indecision, do we?
No, we really don't. And unfortunately, on a national level, most of what this law does is sort of kicks the can down the road a bit for later consideration. It postpones some reckonings for a few months.
Right.
But on a personal level and a small business level, it does provide permanency for a couple of things. And we can use that for our own planning.
Right.
One of them is the change to Social Security tax rates.
Right.
The temporary cut is revoked, and mm-hmm. so your Social Security rate goes back to 6.2%, and the wage base, or the amount of earnings that are subject to that tax, goes to $113,700. So if you earn that amount or more in a year, your Social Security tax went up about $200 a month.
So the good news is things are now permanent. The bad news is they're permanent higher than they were.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We noted that the law is called the American Taxpayer Relief Act.
Wow.
And because of that Social Security bump, it actually raises taxes for 77% of Americans. So
which is why I proceed every time I refer to them now to the political class. I proceed it by saying without any sense of shame.
Yes, and another example of that is the change in the tax rates. We mentioned before the break that the highest rate was 39.6% up
right.
to 35, and the number you hear in most of the media all the time is 400,000 or 450,000,
right.
which is the level you have to be earning at.
400,000 for individuals, 450 for couples.
Exactly, but the trick to that, and it's not a real number, because along with that, they've made permanent the personal exemption phase out. You know, you could get $3,800
right.
in 2012 for your personal exemption. Well, that's now phased out, and the phase out begins at $250,000 for people filing single and $300,000 for married and joint.
So it actually is higher for 250,000 people.
It actually is, and they've
wow.
also made permanent with something called the.
Wait, all right, I'm a little. This is a little confusing. John, are you telling me the 400 and 450 isn't real?
Well, that's the level at which your stated tax rate goes up. Your bracket goes
right.
up at 400.
But the actual calculation of your tax
begins to change at 250 and 300.
Huh.
Because of the change in that personal exemption phase out and something called the PEAS provision, which phases out up to 80% of your itemized deductions, including charitable giving,
so this,
including
this
mortgage
is a,
interest.
This is another variation on the AMT, right?
It sort of is. It's
kind of,
to catch
it's
people
kind of like
doing
a new,
too well.
New alternative minimum tax, isn't it?
Right. And speaking of which, they at least made the fix to the AMT permanent. It's now indexed
yeah.
for inflation, retroactive to January 1, 2012. So that's
Jeez
something we won't have to hear about every year.
What kind of bizarro world are we living in when we have this? I just don't understand. John, if you or I, either one, proposed mm-hmm. anything like this to our customers, not only would they not buy from us, they'd probably call the police and have us arrested.
Exactly, for fraud or some such
for
thing.
For some kind of
Or take us to the wacky place, because we obviously might hurt ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're so out of it.
Yes. So this is the government, I guess, provides a great object lesson on how not to run things.
Jeez, you know? Pete. So basically, though, they've just really created even more confusion about how to do your taxes, how to do financial planning, haven't they?
Yes, it will keep certified public accountants and financial planners busy for months and months to come. But
is there anything good? I mean, other than resolving and fixing some of these things that they actually, after they raised them, they actually fixed them. Is there anything good about this?
Well, there are a couple of good things in it. The good things are temporary, not permanent.
Of course.
But for instance, they extended by 1 year the bonus depreciation rules that businesses can use to expense things rather than take the long depreciation. They've extended the charitable IRA deduction, letting people take money directly from an IRA, give it to a charity, and have it count as their required minimum distribution. They've permanently extended adoption credits and dependent care credits, so those are good things. But most of what's in this bill for most people is more expenses. The exception, I would say, would be the changes to the estate tax rules. Everything I've mentioned so far has been income tax. The estate tax exemption stays at $5 million per person, $10 million per couple.
Right.
Top rate, the rate goes to 40 from 35, and that would have been a $1 million exemption.
That was good. At least that didn't get. I think the estate tax should go away completely. But at least I'm glad they didn't muck around with that one too much. Hey, hold on to that thought, John. We're gonna take a quick break. What's your website, quickly, John?
AspireFA.com.
AspireFA.com. Check it out, folks. Tintail right back with John Harrison, the Reverend John Harrison, CFP.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.